Grim Tales for Young and Old by Philip Pullman. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Grim Tales for Young and Old by Philip Pullman. The tales are read by Samuel West. The introduction by Philip Pullman. Introduction. At the opening of The Book of Ephraim, the first part of the American poet James Merrill's extraordinary long poem The Changing Light at Sandover, 1982, Merrill discusses the way in which he hopes to tell a story of his own. Fed up so long and variously by our age's fancy narrative concoctions, I yearned for the kind of unseasoned telling found in legends, fairy tales, a tone licked clean over the centuries by mild old tongues, grand dame to cub, serene, anonymous. So my narrative wanted to be limpid, unfragmented. My characters, conventional stock figures afflicted to a minimal degree with personality and past experience. A witch, a hermit, innocent young lovers, the kinds of being we recall from Grimm, Jung, Verdi, and the Commedia dell'arte. Merrill singles out two of the most important characteristics of the fairy tale as he sees it, the serene, anonymous voice in which it's told, and the conventional stock figures who inhabit it. When Merrill mentions Grimm, he needs to say no more. We all know what he means. For most Western readers...